You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Ariana Proctor. Juneteenth celebrations will take place across the country over the weekend, and the Front Range of Colorado is no exception. Juneteenth, a commemoration of the June 19, 1865 announcement of freedom from slavery made in Galveston, Texas, became a federal holiday last year and a recognized state holiday in Colorado this year. Joining me in the studio to talk about some of the local events in store this weekend are Longmont City Councilwoman Shakita Yarbrough and fashion designer Prep Curry. Hi, good morning to you both. How are you doing this moring?
Great.
Doing well. How are you?
Awesome, thank you. So Councilwoman Yarbrough, who I should also note is a member of the KGNU Board of Directors, has been a part of the Juneteenth event organizing effort. Can you talk to us, Councilwoman, about what's in store for this weekend?
Yes, absolutely. For the entire weekend, there's a lot going on, so I am so excited. It can be a little confusing because we have so much stuff going on this weekend. I will say that there's a celebration on Saturday afternoon at noon in Erie. They're celebrating Juneteenth. Longmont on Saturday the 18th as well. There's a picnic in the park at Willow Park in Longmont. Saturday evening, there's a celebration celebrating our youth from 4 to 7, I believe, at the Longmont Museum. And then on Sunday is a huge event that I and, and other community members who are helping and volunteering, great sponsors, putting on at Roosevelt Park, 700 Longs Peak Avenue, and we have an awesome lineup, and I'm so excited about it. And then on Monday, the NAACP will also be putting on an event at Boulder High School, celebrating those who identify as African American students who graduated in 2021. So we have a lot going on in Boulder County and East Boulder County, so I'm so appreciative of 2022 Juneteenth celebrations.
So included in the events is a fashion show by Prep Curry, who also joins me in the studio this morning. Prep, could you maybe tell listeners a bit about you and your work?
Thank you for asking. I'm Prep Curry, and I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and I've been in California since 2016, and I just flew out there with basically $6 to my name. My cousin told me to come out there to California, so I paid a lot of things that I could pay in just to move out there. And since then, I've actually surpassed the things that I thought I was going to do. I actually did a collection with Banana Republic, put that out, and it actually sold out completely in 4 days. And then I got asked to get on Steve Harvey, and a lot of other things happened after that. So I'm coming to just showcase what I do. I make all the clothes myself. I cut and sew them. And I'm just actually just trying to breathe that breath of fresh air for people to understand if you want to do something and you want to be somebody, you know, you just have to put the effort to it. So everybody that's in the surrounding areas definitely needs to come out and see all the clothes that I do. I make clothes for women, kids, dogs. I make one for your reptile. It don't matter what you got, you know, as long as I can cut it and I can sew it, I'm gonna make it.
So as we can see, Prep, you're on a really successful trajectory in the fashion world. But for so long, there's been a gap, or at least a glass ceiling, between setting fashion trends in popular culture and being able to make a living at it on the runway. So now that you've crossed over that barrier, what do you see on the other side for yourself?
What I see on the other side is 100% world domination. I'm trying to conquer and do things that that nobody is doing, and doing it in a positive way. So I speak about fitness, fashion, and faith. All these things actually is Prep Curry. So just like my slogan says, it's beyond the stitch. It's deeper than just clothing. So the glass ceiling is to make people know that you can go past what you actually are doing. So for me, it's just more so trying to keep the message alive of just being prosperous.
Especially in regards to that glass ceiling, how can Black fashion designers like you not only open doors for others, but make the door frame bigger for others?
By basically never keeping your mouth closed. You can actually encourage others by, like I'm saying, hey, come out, see what I'm doing. Then you can actually either ask questions from someone that you see doing things. That the glass ceiling is always going to be there when people are never actually willing to give out information. So be willing to ask questions and be willing to take constructive criticism. And I feel like there'll never be a glass ceiling.
And Councilwoman Chiquita Yarbrough, that same question could also apply to you when it comes to holding elected office. So how do you make communities more welcoming and inclusive from a position of leadership? And do you feel like this opens up the passage for other young people to contribute to their community in the same way?
Absolutely. So, you know, kind of like what Prep said, if you ask the questions and you inquire and actually willing to take criticism and learn from it, then you provide opportunities for yourself. And so in turn, how I provide those opportunities is by listening to the youth and listening to people, letting them know that their voices are important and their voices matter. And so when that is an opportunity for them, I believe that then they know that they can do more and they can be whatever they want to be. But as Prep said, they have to speak up and speak out, and it's very important for them to just go for it. You know, I just went for it and never thought in a million years I'll be a politician. So, but yet here I am, you know, and representation matters. Representation matters. So opening up the doors, my constituents opened the door for me to be a council person. And now is my opportunity to open up doors for others in our youth and other people of color. So that's very important. Yeah.
Absolutely. And especially in connection to the holiday that we have coming up this weekend. Can you talk to both of you, talk to me about why it's important for you to celebrate and honor Juneteenth? And we can start with Chiquita and then move on to...
Okay. Yeah, it is important. So many people in communities all over the U.S. really may not even know what Juneteenth is and what it means. So to celebrate American history is also Black history. Black history is American history. And so it's important. You know, there's a huge... the buzzword of critical race theory about teaching history in our schools. It's important for our kids to know what history is. So much, you know, people don't know who have invented all the inventions out here that have been made by Black people. So how do we do that? We celebrate and lift up those who are out here in the communities doing the work. And that's why Juneteenth is important. It's freedom, and the freedom to express ourselves, the freedom to show off our talents, the freedom to be who we are, and welcoming and inclusive.
Most definitely. Juneteenth to me is important because I feel like a lot of the things that we were taught in high schools and elementary was never actually based off of that principle. No disrespect to anybody else, but a lot of schools teach other races. They don't teach anything when it comes down to African-American history. So we don't have that many abilities to actually get what we actually went through or going through or things that we want to actually get out to the whole world. We don't have that outlet all the time. And we only have maybe three times a year that we can really talk about Black history. So it's very important for Juneteenth to be something that we, you know, represent.
Well, with our last 30 seconds, I'd love to ask you, Prep, about why you think it's important for people like you, Black artists and role models, to be present in the community in the way that you're going to be this weekend.
It's very important because we need more people to do it. Everything that it comes down with fashion, it's mostly European. We don't have that many actually African-American people that's actually given the spotlight because a lot of our ideas are actually taken from all the other people. So it's extremely important for all African-American races to come out and try to get some of this history and do what you need to do and actually get your face out there and be present.
Thank you so much. My guests today have been Longmont City Councilwoman Chiquita Yarbrough and fashion designer Prep Curry. More information about the fashion show and other Juneteenth events happening locally is available at www.longmontjuneteenth.com.